I'm here today with Rose Phillips, who is about to direct 1 Million Tiny Plays about Britain at the Citizens Theatre. So I'm just going to ask you a few questions. This looks to me like it's going to be a very interesting production. Do you want to tell me a wee bit more about how you came across it in the first place?
I came across it in Borders, in the 11th hour, choosing a play, and I discovered it was a book of scripts. And didn't know anything about the Guardian newspaper. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously I knew the paper, but I didn't know that it was originally published in the paper.
Okay.
And I read them there and then. They had to keep me out of Borders and got very excited about the piece because I was looking for something that would allow actors to transform and take on multiple roles.
So do you want to explain exactly what it is in the paper then, and what?
Well, later discovered that the piece was actually a series of tiny plays that were published individually in The Guardian over a series of a couple of years, mm-hmm. In The Weekend Guardian, by Craig Taylor. Mm-hmm. And they're written as if they're overheard conversations on the streets of Britain, and they are all over the country, so Glasgow, Manchester, Kent, all, you name it. Mm-hmm. You name it. There's a scene from there.
Okay.
And yeah.
And are they true or are they fictional?
I met up with Craig last week and was kind of digging around to find out about that. Some of them are sort of the gem of something that's been overheard. They're definitely crafted scenes. Mm-hmm. They're beautifully put together scenes, but sort of the sort of germ of them is from something that is heard, or certainly from stuff that's very current.
Okay. So in terms of putting that together as a production, I'm right in saying that this hasn't been performed before as a production on
stage?
No,
there was a youth theatre who did it.
Okay.
And Craig was involved with that, and that was last year, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But there hasn't been a professional production of it, no.
Okay. And for you as a director, mm-hmm. it must be quite a challenge to put together or bring together lots and lots of wee individual plays.
Yeah, well, there were 94 that are published, and I've whittled it down to 44, and now I'm going through the very painful process of halving that again.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of, still kind of hedging my bets as to which ones to use and not use, and that's about creating a sort of arc of a whole production, really. What's the journey that the audience is going to go on?
Okay, and I'm guessing it should be probably quite... a very varied and kind of fast-paced evening of theatre, and in terms of, you know, it's not your usual sit down for an hour and watch this, you know, one scene in one room. It's just going to be constantly evolving.
Absolutely. Fast-paced is what we're after. Multiple locations, possibly within the theatre, or maybe we keep it all into the studio. Decisions that need to be made with designers and the whole team, really.
Okay, and you're working with a designer at the minute?
I'm talking to a designer at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's all coming together.
Yeah.
Excellent. So when does 1 Million Tiny Plays open?
It opens on the 19th of May.
May. I will put the dates with this audio boo whenever I post it, so that's fine. So yes, it's coming in May, so we've got a wee while yet to go, and we'll find out lots more about the show before then.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.